Hi lovely people, welcome to Possibility Realm with Manny Ibot. Thanks for joining me. As always, I am super excited to spend this time with you. If you would like to be a patron of this podcast, please visit possibilityrealm.com to find out how you can do so. I have something exciting for you today. Let's get to it. Everyone experiences pain. In fact, it is inevitable. I know that doesn't sound like something exciting, right? But stay with me. It is so inevitable that Jesus said in John 16:33, "I have told you all this so you may have peace in me. Here on earth you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart, for I have overcome the world." Here are my questions for you. How do you cope with trials and sorrow? And how do you live as an overcomer in the face of crisis, knowing that Jesus has overcome the world and in him you will find peace? I know peace is often so distant from you in times of pain, but it is possible. In this episode, we will have some insight on how to build resilience after pain. If you are listening to me and you are above the age of 10, as you already know from experience, if you are alive, you will have to go through adversity because it is part of life. Now, it is one thing to know that this is part of life. It is another to get through it emotionally and, if possible, come out of it stronger. So how do you do this? It is not always easy to go through experiences of unfathomable stress. I want you to know that through all that anguish, there is hope. Getting hold of that hope will require your active participation. The truth is that you will encounter pain. Even when you try to run from it, you will sometimes meet pain in pleasure. We don't like it, but we have to know that it happens and you can make the pain pleasant. You will have to make yourself navigate through those tough times when you are ready. The first thing to know is that while we are never ready for pain, you have to acknowledge that it is a part of life. I am not making this up. Remember the words of Jesus? He said, "On earth, you will have trials and sorrow." What does that mean? To break it down, you will lose someone you truly love. Another will betray your trust and fidelity in a relationship. Your city could be attacked by natural disasters like earthquakes, flood, wildfires, whatever it is. There could be a loss of pregnancy or heartbreaking fertility journey. A business partner could double-cross you. Friends, pain is inevitable. Are you willing to acknowledge that? Acknowledging this will help you not to see yourself as a victim, someone whose life is a victim of life's discrimination. I get it. We live in a competitive world. So you sign in, look at your friend's polished life on social media, then you sink in despair and ask, "Why should I go through this mess while my friend's life is so perfect?" Really? Is your friend's life as perfect as you see it? I'll leave you to answer that. Secondly, what have you been doing to survive the pain? I want you to ask yourself this question. Has your method of adaptation been helping you or hurting you? Yep, you heard me well. I said adaptation. The experience of pain will cause you to adapt. Not adapt in the sense that you settle in and make it a new part of life, but adaptation because it brings about changes. You may not know it, but you are adapting in some ways. This is what I want you to do. Get a notepad and keep it in places you can always reach, or create a new page on the note app on your phone if your phone is readily available. I want you to write impulse log at the top of the page. Every time thoughts of overwhelming pain come to mind, I want you to write down your impulse. Are you moved to grab something and eat or drink? Are you moved to pick up that person's picture and reminiscence about the good old days? What do you do? What is your go-to action? What do you hope to get out of it? How does it make you feel after the action? If you don't like the feeling you get, what can you do instead? Let me just throw a few ideas of what helps me instead of the impulse I didn't like. I sometimes blow bubbles and pop them, or I watch them pop. Sometimes I imagine the popped bubbles are my pain. Each time a bubble pops, I say goodbye to the stressor. Or you can try breathing techniques. Sometimes in anguish, I just have to remind myself, breathe, Manyi, breathe. To do this, I slowly exhale at a slow count of four, slowly inhale at a slow count of four, hold the air in at a slow count of four, and exhale the air while counting to four slowly. Personally, I like this because it reminds me that I have a responsibility here. I can allow a feeling to stay in or let it out if I don't like it. The third way to build resilience is to journal. Of course, you knew I was going to say this, right? It is one of my favorite things to do because it has tons of benefits. That's a topic for another day. If you would like to hear about it, send me an email using the address below or send a message on social media. Anyway, in times of crisis, we live in our head a lot. Have you ever noticed how you get frequent headaches when going through tough times? That's because you live mostly in your mental environment rather than your physical environment. When you journal, you take those thoughts off you and put it on something tangible like paper or your computer. You can journal by writing two or three things you like about yourself despite the situation you are currently in. It could be a decision you have made. What are some decisions you made today which you are proud of? Maybe you smiled at someone despite your pain. That could be one. In your journal, you could also write a note to your younger self about the changes you have gone through, or to your older self about your current feeling. This will help you realize that change happens, and despite it all, you look forward to the future. My friends, our experiences, good or bad, they are different, but they are all pieces of a puzzle that brings our greater calling together. I pray you recognize your greater meaning in life, even in the midst of your current or future condition. As always, all things are possible if you believe. So keep believing, my friends. And thank you so much for listening to this episode. Be sure to subscribe so you will be the first to get new episodes every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Also, find out how you can be a patron of this podcast if that's something you're interested in. Thank you so much for your support. Please share this message with someone who will like to hear it. I look forward to seeing you on the next episode. Until then, peace and love to you and yours.